This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The resurrection power of Jesus Christ is absolute, transforming and restoring lives, healing hurt, and making all things new. This power set Michael Bowen free from the captivity, darkness, and hell of addiction and delivered him back to God. This is Jesus Breaks the Chains.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into this podcast, which is part of the Jesus Breaks the Chains series on Truth Network. I'm Evangelist Michael Bowen. I pray that the Lord blesses you greatly and you receive this word in love and in truth. This podcast is titled Jars of Clay. I'd like to open up with some scripture from Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look at this clay is in the potter's hands. So are you in my hand, O house of Israel." I'd like to tell you right now that we, as children of God, are but clay in the potter's hands. God will take us right where we are and then shape us and mold us into a vessel that he can use in this world. You see, when that clay was first on the potter's wheel, it was marred, and it was not a good piece of clay. It was lumpy, it had lumps in it, and it was marred. And then it got in the hand of the potter, and the potter made it into another vessel, just as he will take us in our condition with all our sin and shame and whatever we have going on in our life, and he will take it and he will move those mars out of that clay, and he'll make for us, for himself, he'll make us a vessel of righteousness, hallelujah, that he can put his spirit into. He shapes us and molds us into our divine purpose and plan. He shapes us and molds us, and then he puts something in us that gives us the power to do what he has called us to do in his son, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6-7, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of the darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." This scripture in 2 Corinthians is an illustration that describes those people who have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and have been reborn or born again and filled with God's Holy Spirit. Genesis 2:7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Our bodies are the jars of clays. And in the beginning of creation, those jars were formed from the dust of the ground. It's interesting to me, in Wikipedia, clay is defined as a type of fine grain, natural soil material containing clay minerals. Clays develop plasticity when wet due to a molecular film of water surrounding the clay particles, but become hard, brittle, and non-plastic upon drying and firing. That's firing, by adding fire to it in a kiln, which is an oven for drying clay or pottery. This is so interesting to me. For clay to be turned into a vessel, like a jar, first it must have water added to it and then be hardened in fire. The clay of the earth or dust of the ground is mixed with water to develop plasticity or elasticity, so it can be shaped and molded. Then it is dried and hardened in the fire. What a great illustration of how God works with those that give their lives to Jesus Christ. God says in his word in Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3, "But now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." This is another powerful illustration how God shapes us and molds us into his own people for his own purpose and plan. We have a jar of clay, which is our bodies. Now let's ask, what is this treasure in that earthen vessel or jar of clay? It's God's Holy Spirit. That's the treasure. And it's interesting to me that in Isaiah 43, it talks about when you pass through the waters. So we have the dirt or the dust of the ground, how we were formed in the beginning. And then we talk about passing through the waters, and then it talks about the fire. And it just kind of shows us a reflection of creation in these other scriptures about how a vessel is formed to be used by God. And that's what he's doing to you and me today. He wants to take us wherever we're at, the lumpy piece of clay, and he wants to take us and mold us into a vessel that he can pour his spirit into, that treasure, God's treasure. It's his presence. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:7, and this is the New Living Translation. "We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God and not from ourselves." 2 Corinthians 4:7 in the Worldwide English translation goes like this. "This is something of great value within us. But we are like pots made of earth and clay. This power is greater than any other power, but it comes from God, not from us. You see, God calls us jars of clay with a great treasure in them." The prophet Isaiah spoke of this as well in Isaiah 64:8. "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you, our potter, and all we are the work of your hand." You see, this treasure is eternal and omnipotent, which means it has no beginning and no end and has unlimited power and able to do anything. Isn't it interesting that God uses something as fragile as a clay jar to describe us and as powerful as his Holy Spirit that he puts inside that clay jar, that we know the power is from God and not from us. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us and who has blessed us with his Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 13, when Jesus tells his disciples what the kingdom of heaven is like, he compares it to a treasure and something of value. It is the parable of the hidden treasure. "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Again, in verse 45, this is another parable. It's the parable of the pearl of great price. "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." Jesus also tells the Jewish Pharisees that the kingdom of God is not something that you can see, but something that is inside of you. In Luke 17, verse 20, "Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God does not come with observation,'" meaning you can't see it, "nor will they say, 'See here,' or 'See there,' for indeed the kingdom of God is within you." Those are Jesus's own words. The kingdom of God, the treasure in the jars of clay, the treasure in the field, the pearl of great price, that which will be within you is the Holy Spirit and the power of God. Jesus promises us this by his own words. John 14, verses 15 through 18. "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." You see, Jesus promises us a helper who is a father, and that he himself will come to us. John 3:3 says, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. When someone is born again, he receives the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He receives the Spirit. He receives the power. He receives the truth. He receives God. Hallelujah. You cannot even see the kingdom of God unless you are born again. You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you've been filled with the Holy Spirit. You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you have been filled with God's treasure. The treasure that God places within us when we are born again is His power. It is His Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit of Christ. It is the everlasting Father and the mighty God, the Prince of Peace dwelling inside our jars of clay. It's the light that shines bright in our hearts. Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22 says, now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Ephesians 1:13-14, in him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Brothers and sisters, friends of mine, everyone listening to this podcast, this is why it is a treasure, because it is our guarantee of eternal life in the kingdom of heaven with God. It's our most prized possession is the Spirit that dwells in us when we give our lives to Jesus Christ. It is how we pass from this world into heaven. If we do not have this treasure inside our jar of clay, we will not enter into heaven for eternity. Brothers and sisters, God wants you. God wants for you to be born again. God wants to fill you with His power. He wants to fill you with His Holy Spirit. He wants to make you His children. He wants for you to be reborn in the Spirit. He wants to put His treasure in you, the same power that created the universe and the same power that raised Jesus from the dead and the same power that breathed life into the dirt of the earth, of the ground, the dust of the ground. God wants to give that to you and put it in you. Put it in your jar of clay that He has shaped and molded. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6:19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, who you have from God, and you are not your own? He wants to place His Spirit and power inside of you. Everyone listening to this podcast, He wants to put His Spirit in your body, in your temple, in your soul. Ephesians 1:17-22. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation and the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. The hope of God's calling is that everyone be filled with His Holy Spirit, becoming children of God. John 1:12, but as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. What is that name that we're to believe in? That name is Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we are the body of Christ. We are His body. Jesus gave up His earthly body for us at the cross, and the shedding of His blood paid the wages of our sins. We were dead in our sins. The wages of sin is death, and we were dead in our sins, but we came alive in Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection guaranteed us eternal life. If we will receive Him and believe upon His name, and we are born again, when we are filled with His Holy Spirit that He promises to us, to those who believe, and that we'll receive Him. Receive Him now. Receive Him today. Hallelujah. He's calling for you. 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. For observe this very thing, that you sorrowed in a godly manner. What diligence it produced in you, what clearing of yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what vehement desire, what zeal, what vindication, in all things you proved yourselves to be clear in this matter. The Word of God says that godly sorrow produces repentance, and repentance leads to salvation. Allow yourself to move into godly sorrow by the urging of the Holy Spirit. Allow yourself to feel sorrowful of your past and of your sins, so you can turn from those sins and repent, which leads to your salvation. Salvation is a free gift from God. The way to receive this gift is by experiencing godly sorrow and being sorry for the sins in your life and confessing your sins before God and then repenting of those sins. Repent means to turn away from. How do we turn away from our sins? We do it through and by the power of God. Jesus has brought you here to this podcast today so you can receive this message. Jesus is saying to you, repent. You who are still dead in your sins and trespasses, I want to fill you with my Holy Spirit. I want to give you my treasure in your jar of clay. I want to seal you with my guarantee of eternal life so you will be with me in my kingdom forever. God is calling to you today, right now, right now. He wants you. He's calling you. He wants you to be with him forever. And you can do this by believing and receiving his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:8-10 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not the works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We are his workmanship. We are his jars of clay that he puts his spirit in, created in Jesus Christ for his good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in the good works of God. Salvation is a free gift from God, not from the good works of men and women. You cannot do anything to earn your way into heaven. It's not by how much you read your Bible and how many scriptures you can quote. Now that is a good thing. That's we need to do that every day, but it's not going to get you into heaven. It's not by how good you can preach or evangelize or all the good things you can do for other people or all the giving you do, or how big your ministry or church has grown. It's not by how many people you have helped. All of these things have their own place in the kingdom, but not in salvation. It's about godly sorrow, repentance, being baptized, and being filled with the Holy Spirit, power, and fire. It's about receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost when God places his treasure in your jar of clay. The scripture says we are his workmanship. We are the clay in the potter's hand. We are shaped and molded into a vessel to be used by God for his purpose and for his plan. For eternity. On the day of Pentecost, Peter and the disciples in the upper room became the first jars of clay with treasure in them, as Jesus promised. Acts 2:1-4 says, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Oh, brothers and sisters, friends of mine, I feel the wind beginning to blow right now, wherever you are listening to this podcast. Do you feel the wind blow? Do you hear the sound of the Spirit in your soul? It's that still, small, soft voice calling you into godly sorrow, calling you to him. It's the word of truth. It's the Spirit of truth. It's the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Hallelujah. It is love. Love has come calling to you today. On that day of Pentecost, later in the day, over 3,000 other believers also became jars of clay with treasure in them, which led the way for you and me. Peter began preaching a sermon after he and the other 120 in the upper room were filled with the Holy Spirit. He began preaching this sermon, and the people who heard it were moved. Acts 2:37-43 details this. "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as our Lord God will call.' And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, 'Be saved from this
perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. I believe they had their moment of godly sorrow and repentance in this time when they heard Peter preaching. Hallelujah. 3,000 people were baptized and received the gift of the Holy Spirit. 3,000 people received God's treasure in their jar of clay. This is the hope of God's calling for you right now, that you would become his jar of clay with his treasure in you. God wants a relationship with you, and he wants to make you his own. Receive Jesus now and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit that has been promised to you. You are a jar of clay, and you are beautiful in the sight of God. I love you all, and I pray that you too can find the freedom that I've found in Jesus Christ. Jesus breaks the chains. He is my Lord and Savior, and he is the treasure in this jar of clay. My hope for you is that you go to the Lord in prayer and ask him to fill you with his treasure, and that you be, and that you will be filled. Believe and receive, and it shall be done, I say to you right now. This is the greatest life I've ever lived, living my life in Jesus Christ and being filled with the Holy Spirit, being his disciple, being able to share the word of God with you today. God bless you all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more information on Michael Bowen's ministry, Sons and Daughters of Thunder, visit sonsanddaughtersofthunder.org. And remember, there is no addiction in Jesus Christ. Jesus breaks the chains.
This is the Truth Network.